gorgeous well-being, sex, and beauty.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Yaffa, photographer, tell me about your business.
I'm a photographer, and I mainly photograph people because I love photographing people. I love getting something out of people, giving them a boost of confidence, especially women. When I do a boudoir photo shoot for ladies, especially midlife kind of age, mid-age, I feel like I can give them something that is there already, but I try to get it out of them and kind of highlight something that's hidden beneath what is there. So my aim normally is to give them a little bit, enhance something that's already there, but glorify it, make them look a bit better, and give them a nice boost of confidence. And the main thing is liberating feeling.
Okay, so if I were to do a boudoir shot, which I would have to say, okay, I'm coming up to 50, I would feel, you know, I've had a kid, the belly ain't what it was, I would feel very exposed and not sexy, which is, I would assume, the aim of a boudoir shot. So how would you guide me through that experience?
First of all, my aim, my first point is to make everybody feel really comfortable with themselves, comfortable with me, comfortable with in front of the camera. Normally, I would choose or give advice to each woman in a different way because depending on her build, what she doesn't feel comfortable with, she has a belly, or she have a saggy, whatever, boobs, whatever she had, I would say, okay, let's dress up this way. We can hide and we can show. And I try in a way to bring something else into it. It's not so much showing bits of your body. It's actually covering them in such a way that you're enhancing different parts that are beautiful. And by making somebody feel comfortable with that, with me, I think I mainly use a lot of jokes, an element of fun in the photo shoot, which is really works. And I have a laugh. I give them a bit of a play role. Okay. And I'll give you an idea what to be. And then you suddenly dress up like that and you feel, oh, I can do that. Oh, I look good at that. So it's a process. And that's why I say it takes about a few good hours.
Okay.
To work that relationship between the photographer as me and the client who comes to me.
And tell me some of the things that women, your women clients have said after the session.
The last one I had was a couple of weeks ago, and she said, oh my God, I can't believe it was me. I can't believe I have that in me. And you really guided me through and brought something that I didn't think I have. And another lady said, oh my God, it's so liberating. I'm so glad I've done it. And most of them did not say, I'm doing it for my husband. I'm doing it for myself as a woman. And mainly I had a lot of clients who are like you coming to 50 and they feel a need of bringing something up, feeling a bit better about themselves, self-image, boosting that self-image, feeling a woman and feeling sexy regardless that you had kids and we all have problems with, you know, our bodies and something that we don't like. So in a way, it does bring something. I don't try to make the women be something else, something that they are not. I try to go with what they are, but bring it into the surface and maybe make it a little bit better.
I think probably in your experience, even the most beautiful women that you have photographed, there's bits they don't like.
Oh.
And the people who feel the least confidence, there's bits that you're going to find that are beautiful, that they will also feel beautiful and confident.
Yes, absolutely. I had lots of women who always said, oh, I've got a big belly, I've got stretch marks, I've got saggy boobs. So I'm not only a photographer, I try and help them style themselves. Mm-hmm. I even bought some clothing that I think that will help somebody to enhance certain things, hide certain things. Because actually to look sexy, it's not necessarily being naked. It's not about showing the bits that you're not comfortable with. It's about bringing something else that makes you feel good. And by choosing the right clothing, styling them, you, and even the color, even the way I actually tell them to move, and by giving them a kind of a play role, I said, oh God, now you even pretend you're just working in the street for 5 minutes. What's wrong with that? It's just a game. And then suddenly you can see that the women start moving differently and the body language is started to, and they start to be free. And they, I can see that they're playing with me and they're reacting. And then we have a great laugh. And that's, I think, most of my clients come with a big smile on the face afterwards. And that's really, really makes me feel amazing. I mean, that it's, I have achieved what I wanted to do. It's that joy. And then the pictures is afterwards a reminder of that feeling. Hopefully, I think most of them has such an amazing experience. And you will hear it from one of them here next to me.
Exactly. So at this point, I would like to bring in Marielle. And you have had boudoir shots taken not once, but twice.
Twice. Yes.
tell me about how did you find Yaffa? How did you?
Well, I've been knowing Yaffa for years and years. Children at school, whatever. A funny, bubbly girl. And when she mentioned she was doing photograph, I was just, well, not interested that much. But when she mentioned boudoir, I had this discussion with my husband, and he was over the moon just by thinking he could have some picture of me in a boudoir style. And to be fair, I did it to please my husband to start with, and because it was with Yaffa and I had complete trust in her. And I redid it for me because I enjoyed so much being in front of her and having, as she said, this kind of game, fun. We really had a great time. And as she said, the first picture, the first album I did, I was really uncomfortable in showing too much. And she played a lot with material, a silk wrapped around you. And I didn't show a lot. Maybe at the end of the session, she said, oh, I've got some wine if you want to feel more comfortable. Even the wine, we didn't go for the wine. It was so fun. We just let it play. And by the end of the session, I may have shown more than I wanted to start with. The second album or the second book I did, I was more liberate. I said, okay, let's show more. But she has never put any pressure on me to go for it, show more. No, it was really the second one. I wanted to please myself because I thought I looked great on the first one I did with her. So I wanted to do
more. Which one is your favorite?
The favorite I have is one I did
with the
handcuff. But the one, I'm not going to give any name, but the Anne Summers one, very fake one with fur, oh, you know, not
fluffy.
The fluffy stuff. Really the toy, let's say, the toy. Yeah. And holding that fiercely in front of me, showing that I can do whatever I want, even with that. And the look I have on my face, just very defiant and fierce and everything. I love this picture. Very liberating, very liberating.
Looks and powerful as well. She had that power kind of expression on her face, like, I can do this and I am doing it.
I own this.
And I own this, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a life-changing experience.
Did you feel that your relations with your husband, him seeing you with that defiant, powerful, sexy ownership of your sexuality and of yourself, did that
jumpstart thing, shall we say?
Well, I'm sure it has good side effects with that book. I'm not sure he has discovered any part of any particular things of me. He didn't know. No, to be fair, I think he knew very well, and that's why he thought it would suit me to do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe because he knew me very well. But yeah, it has some good side effect. Yes.
And on that note, I'm going to turn to our own dear Josephine.
Hello.
Hello.
I do yoga class at Biafra, and she said to me, she's a photographer and she does boudoir. And it was in the back of my mind, and I really wanted to do it, but I wanted a good reason. And it was my husband's 50th birthday. I'm 3 years older than him, so I couldn't have done it. And it was such an excuse for me actually to have more fun than I've had in years. Honestly, it was like I became myself again. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt younger, I felt freer, I felt just, you know, I do like being in front of a camera, you know, which is quite unusual. Most people don't.
The idea is not to try and over retouch and make you unrecognizable. You want people mm-hmm. to look themselves. But with just a little bit of health, a bit of cosmetic, a bit of hairdo, and a bit of direction, and you are yourself, but in a better way.
Yeah, because that's it. Because if it were overly enhanced, you would be like, oh, well, I'm just airbrushed, that's not me.
But you're really clever, like she's got a little stool. Did you go on this, Marielle?
Yeah.
And it's really good, so it's from behind, and she gets you to kind of move your body. You love the photographer Horst, and you get us to kind of move. So but it sort of gives us more of a waist, you know, and she's just really clever, like hold your hair up. You know what I mean? Because she's so visual, but she just makes it into a beautiful picture. Yeah.
When you see pictures of a lot of people, they look the same in each one. Like it's the same smile. Yeah. It's the same look. It's like that's my sexy look. Yes. That's my serious look. And yeah, you do have a very fluid face. And
well, it helps that I...
You add the playfulness, but this is the playfulness. the other thing is...
She's got a big hat.
Everyone looks very different.
Yeah.
Everyone has different shorts.
Yeah.
I can't do the same with Josephine, for instance, and Marielle, because each person has got individual taste, individual way about them. So are you bringing it individually? It's not a set for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
I must mention something as well. It was the hottest day of the year. and I kept saying, I need water, I need to lie down. And Yaffa was, no, we're carrying on. She's so good. She really pushed me.
What's great is that,
she knew what she wanted as well. She's going to, you know.
But I think it's important is to give people as many ideas to play with. And then eventually we find what works.
Yeah.
Because we're not models.
No.
We're normal.
Exactly. And also, we're so super saturated with images of perfect bodies and perfect faces and perfect... And it's like, you know what? So after you've had kids and you're 50, you're not sexy anymore? Fuck you. Yes,
exactly.
We are.
Exactly.
You know, and it's reclaimed. And this is what sexy at 50 or 53 or 60 or 63 looks like.
So just wanted to say that Yaffa is not economic with her time. No, I know.
Yeah.
I must say, the first one, I must have spent 4 hours. Mm-hmm. 4 hours. And she said, as long as we need, and she was going on and on and on and on and on because she wanted to catch the best.
Yes.
Whatever the time she would spend, she spent it. And she spent it. And it was great. It was absolutely great. And as you can see, she's not economic with anything. She even played.
Yes, exactly. She joined the photo.
I sometimes go and look for items that I think might work and on different ways. So I bought a couple of dresses from Ann Summer that are really huggy. One small size, one medium, because we have different size women. And it does not matter what size you are.
Yeah.
And I think it works. And
those
the reason
great.
Why Marielle said about time is you need to give people a lot of time to come around and come out of that shell and open up.
Yeah.
Because I talk to a lot of women in my club, and people who are very highly educated, well taught, they're really nice. But when I mention the word boudoir, they always say, oh, I don't do sexy. And I said, what makes you think that? I said, you had 4 children? Did you do it mechanically?
Yeah.
And then I said, it's not about that. Don't you look at yourself as a woman and think you actually have something very sexual to bring out? And it's really nice. And there is nothing wrong. There is a stigma around the word sexy.
Yeah, it's cheap. We all think of pornography, which is revolting.
Yes, exactly.
And this is the opposite of pornography. This is
here, I'm hanging on my dining area. Yeah, well, my boys here enjoy the bums, and I think great, good for them. Yeah. And they don't see it as pornography.
I was going to ask you, how does this also, because a lot of times people don't translate that into their own lives.
Yeah.
And their own, you know, personal lives. Do you bring that to your
personal life? Before I started doing boudoir, taking photographs of women in a boudoir, I did one myself. I did twice, actually, because I thought it was important for me to be on the other side of the camera and feel what the other women are feeling that I'm taking pictures of them, and to go through that process myself. And I have giggled so much, and I enjoyed it so much. I thought, oh, other women. And I actually see it as a form of therapy. Not only for women in middle age, it could be a woman who suffers from low self-esteem, not confidence. And it's funny, the other day I was talking to some ladies, and one of them said to me, Yaffa, you should be a life coach. I said, well, I am actually doing it through my photographs. Mm-hmm. A life coach is not like has to be this way or that way. Mm-hmm. That's my actually aim when I'm working with people. And it makes me really feel happy to see somebody that comes and says, oh, this has really transformed me. I feel so much better. And even they ask me, do you think you could come and help me to choose some clothes? Suddenly they think, I can wear this. Oh. I can look better. Mm. Because you can see from a body language of women how they feel. And I often would like to target those people who feel that they're closing in. Mm. So this is, I think, a form of kind of liberating.
Can you also tell us about, because obviously we've got kind of more average sort of bodies. I mean, I've got quite a fat bum, but you know, I mean, I'm size 12. I'm not. What about larger women you've had? How have they
I started off with my sister, who is quite large. And I remember she said to me, oh, God, I'm fat. I said, we're not talking here about size, fat. I said to her, just come on in. I actually went very gently with her and I said, let's just do your top. You've got a really nice cleavage, nice arms. And we started off like that. And then gradually I used a lot of fabric, organza,
you got a box of tricks,
soft things. And then once people start wrapping and they start moving, it's kind of making them feel a little bit better. And then my sister, when she saw the result, she said, oh my God, I can't believe. She even asked me to print for her and put it in the bedroom so her husband can enjoy it. Oh. And she enjoyed it. And the other lady I had from Zimbabwe, a really large lady who came here especially as recommended. And she came and she wasn't sure, very unconfident. And I've managed to work with her body. I said to her, God, you've got an amazing body. Yes, she has a really large bottom, large legs, it's just kind of body, but she had beautiful face. And I dressed her up in such a way and posed her in a way that she lie down, she put an arm, she moves herself. So it actually did not matter because it wasn't nude. We're not going. Exactly, is the woman, yes.
And how she was holding herself.
So what I tried to enhance what nice in her body, you hide the other things, but enhancing the bit. So it actually works really, really well. There is a lovely kind of like an S, like a movement in the body of each one of them. So some people are much more rigid. And I know they're very challenging. So it does take. That's why I said I do have to give a long time.
So actually, it's not to do with size or anything. In the end, it's how relaxed they are about, you know, and your job's to get them relaxed. Yes. Yeah. Really interesting.
To be relaxed and willing to absorb and take from me some kind of. I think the minute they trust me, it's all flow.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you take that really seriously.
Yes.
That's the sacred part.
Yes. It's very, very important for me. But at the same time, I never lose my fun play because that's what motivates me to do all these things. Because I think you've added that playfulness. And I think I know myself, and that's what people said to me. I've got that energy that I can actually sometimes pass it on to my clients, and they come along with me in that journey. Mm-hmm. And the energy is even bigger with all of us there. So it does work, I think. It's because I'm very positive, and I think if you're positive, you can bring everybody else to feel the same. You just have to come to me, and they will see.
Excellent. Well, let's look through the rest of these pictures. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So what happened was my husband would love the idea of a twosome, and I said to Yaffa, I said, look, would you be in some of the photos? She said, yes, immediately. So she got the outfits and she had it on timer. So she'd just say, I've got an idea. Let's do this. Ta-da. Ching. I've got an idea. Let's do this. And I said, I had this idea. It's me on my knees and her pulling this string of pearls around my neck. But it's all such
it's
a laugh.
And playful.
You know? And these are gorgeous.
Oh,
these
are fab. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So that's
very 1960s Playboy.
Yes.
Hugh Hefner would be proud.
I think as well, women should. I know that the older we get, the less barriers we have. That's what I feel. I feel much more free to do things. It's like maybe 10 years ago, I wouldn't have done this.
You also, I think there is something, I think we can all find that through having children, through the very passage of time, through being in long-term relationships, we have figured out who we are.
Absolutely.
We've explored it a lot more.
Yeah, definitely.
And,
you
know, even just in opposition, we are, you know, we have a lot of more patina on us, but we have a lot more personality.
Yes, and we know more about ourselves, and we are more comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. My job is to bring other women to feel that they know they can know more about themselves and feel good about it.
Yeah, to access that.
Yes, to access it and to find it, because I think sometimes you have to kind of, it's like going through the woods and just pulling it and see the light.
Tell us about a problem person you've had. You know, there must be some people and you think, oh, you say they're a bit stiff. What would you do?
I had a lady who was a really high flyer. She's a chief executive for a company and very untalkative, like we are. Not very chatty. And she said she's interested. And I think the night before the shoot, she said to me, oh, I think I'm not feeling well. And I said to her, look, I've got everything ready. If you have some nice underwear to bring, and I thought, oh, maybe she would think I'm a bit crazy. And I said, just come along. And if it doesn't work, don't worry about it. We'll reschedule. But I've already prepared. And then I felt she was a little bit getting cold feet, not sure. She came along, and I could see she was really, really stressed. And I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be a really challenge for me to bring her. So with her, I started off with very plain jeans and a white shirt and just chatting about, she's like in her work environment. That's how I started with something she's familiar for her.
Comfortable place.
Comfortable place. Mm-hmm. She's normally talking to people with her trousers on, nothing. And then not with a nice sexy dress.
Well,
or
I mean, for the most part, when I'm talking to people, I do have my trousers on.
And then gradually I went on from there. I said, oh, what do you do on holiday? Do you lie on the beach? Why don't you just take a pair of glasses and just hold them and just, what do you normally do on the beach? I just gave her some cues. And then I've noticed, and after a half an hour, the way she was holding the sunglasses started to be giving a cue of sexiness and femininity. The way her body moved, the way she put it in her mouth. And then I knew I cracked it. And I've just started to open that person. And then I felt, oh, great. And from then on, you don't know. I told her
the shoulder.
I said to her, I gave her a hat and even a whip. And I said to her, look. And I said to her, you are now, pretend you are working in the street waiting for your first client. So what do you think you should do? And then her body just kind of started moving. And she gave me that look. And then I took the picture. So you have to work slowly with certain. Some people, Josephine was easier.
Surprise.
Yes, because she's a performer.
Yes.
And she really went with my energy. And okay.
Immediately,
yes. Yeah. But some people, I need to really almost tell a story.
Yeah.
Mm. Tell a story, and what I need to know about it. Marielle is good as well, because she's confident with her own skin.
Mm.
And first time, she probably was a bit more nervous, but that's nervous. Normal.
Yeah, a bit nervous. But the fact that it's a woman too, for me, in any case,
comfortable.
Makes a huge... I would have never done that with a man. I would have felt like he's taking advantage, he's eyeing me not the right way. And she was eyeing me, oh, do more of this and put your hips there and your shoulder at the back. Yes, yes, curve, 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 more curve. A man saying the same thing, well, what is that? So I think that being a woman, it's, I think it was easier in any case for me, apparently for you too, Josephine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So because it seems more natural. It seems that nothing is hidden. She has no thought or...
There's no ulterior motive to it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
She's not just trying to get into your pants.
No.
And I think it's empowering as well, because you feel like I'm a woman, she's a woman, and I'm actually giving her this, yes, you're a woman and you're great. You're feeling amazing, you look amazing, you got great. And you could see towards the end, she was even with the handcuff and even sticking her hands up like she's, I'm here. And for good. I'm not going anywhere. So it's actually, I could see that happening with middle-aged women a bit more and more. But I have even started doing women younger recently. I've done this lady who's 44. And she was a little bit nervous. And recently I've heard her talking about the photo, showing it in the bar club. And she said, honestly, I am so happy I've done it. I feel so liberated, so free. I've always wanted, because you always think, this is not for me. I'm not a model. I'm just a normal. I'm not. Mm. We don't do things like that.
Mm. Well, none of us are Victoria Angels.
No. But the fact is that we all, as women, want to look good. We want to be sexy. We want to be feminine. And we always think, oh, God, it's only models who does dress up like that. It's not for us. And actually, it is for us. It's for everybody. It's all about me that day. It's a treat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's a pampering. Mm-hmm. It's transformation of me not being a housewife, running to the school run, taking the kids with my half pyjamas, half jumper. Mm-hmm. It's about me. And this is time for me. And enjoy.
You know what it's like? It's like getting married again, but to yourself.
Yes, yeah. That's a very good.
Thanks so much, Yaffa. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yaffa. Thank you,
pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you, Josephine.
Thank you, Donna.
Yes. Pleasure.
Our hearts gently bound.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.